We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. So, earlier today, it was announced, and maybe yesterday, that AOL is ending its dial-up service after 30 years. And I ordered Biggie immediately to get the sound effect of the dial-up service. To which Chris Dim said, cliche and yawn.
Lame. Everyone knows what it sounds like.
But if you know what this is, schedule your colonoscopy.
That's right. I'm offended. By the way, I'm offended. There's a commercial on now, and it's two people from Beverly Hills 90210 kissing or whatever. And they say, if you know who this is, you're getting on up there in age. And I was like, well, screw you.
Is that for like skin cream or whatever?
Yeah,
anti-aging?
You better get your anti-aging cream if you know who these two are. I was like, well, screw you.
You know, that's a shot right at you, right at your age
group. And I was like, you know, I didn't even watch that show, but I do know who they are.
Oh, because as soon as you saw it, you're probably like, ooh.
I was. Oh, okay.
Hey,
that's how they get you.
Oh, if you know this couple, you're getting old. You need this anti-aging cream. I'm offended. I'm offended by that.
Hey, what's up, wrinkles?
Yep.
Yep.
Not right. That's not right. Because if they said, if you know this couple, and it's Ross and Rachel from Friends, you may be aging. But my daughter, who's 16, knows who Ross and Rachel from Friends are. Why? Because I watch it all the time. I like spending time in the world of those people.
Those two people, too?
Those people, yep. too. I like spending time in the world of Ross
and Rachel. Fanciful New Yorkers.
Of New Yorkers,
yeah.
Yes, who live their lives and have their
Is there a Friends tour you could take in New York?
Ooh. Now that's Gotta 5 hours.
Gotta
oh, there
be.
Is.
I know some of the people I think that are going on the trip will be Friends fans.
Oh, yeah.
I know the leader. She's in a ginormous pop culture devourer.
Could I go to Central Perk? Is it possible? Biggie will look it up for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking.
Yeah. Jen just revealed that she had been mourning Matthew Perry for years before his accident.
What's that? Who?
I called her Jen. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, if you know who she is.
You're old. Schedule your colonoscopy.
Oh, my God. Give me your card.
You found
Give me your
big?
Card. They got a Friend's experience.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
But the timing's got to work out right. You know, that's the
thing. It says it's the whole, I think it's, it looks like it's official by Warner Brothers.
Oh, well, great.
And it's all the sets and every, it's like the one they just opened in Vegas. But, this is the New York one.
Well, okay.
Let's see.
Let me see. Think maybe Courtney Cox might come by and I
Yes. Yes, book it.
And I look. Ooh.
A little Q&A.
Was Saturday or Sunday you got free time?
Saturday.
It says selling fast. Let me see what we got.
I got to get on this. I got to get on this now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
How long does it take, the tour, Biggie?
It doesn't say that. I'm sure it's about an hour. Mm. You're going to have to open the wallet, but I think it may be worth it for you.
Yeah.
Would it be morning or afternoon?
Well, we land at like 10 a.m. and I have until 4, basically.
Okay, so let's say early afternoon. Let's look at 1 o'clock.
1 would be good, yeah.
$57. But full-on Friends experience.
It might be worth it. I might do that.
Give me your card. I need groceries. What's this Publix charge?
Jen says that she thinks Matthew Perry is in a better place and thinks maybe it's better that he passed away because he struggled so much with those inner demons. She said it on a podcast.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, you're really hitting up the podcast lately.
Well, it's Vanity Fair, and I like spending time in the world of those New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm. I'm really embracing you more and more as I get older because I'm doing that with everything now. I don't want to live in this world.
No, God, no.
So each day I
last
find
thing you want.
Each day I find something like, take me away. Yeah. Take me to the hunting wives.
Somewhere.
I'm back into wrestling.
Yes.
He's into wrestling again.
Take me to the WWE. And let me tell you, it's so great. Mm. I just put my phone down. My mom's texting me political this and that. And I'm like, I don't even care.
I don't care.
All I want to live in is this world right now.
Best thing to do there, too, is get off of any kind of social media so you don't have to see anybody's political vent.
Yes.
You know, I don't care anything about that. Mm-hmm. When I see somebody go political, I just hit the X. It says, you don't want to talk to them for 30 days? I said, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear them from them for 30 days.
Yep. Last night, I'm watching Monday Night Raw. I'm just like, yeah, get them.
Love it.
I don't even know. I'm new to this.
Yeah, you don't even know who they are. AOL shuts down its dial-up service at the end of next month, ending a technology that introduced millions of people to the internet in the 1990s.
What year was that, roughly?
That was...
the introduction?
1992 for AOL. Really? Yeah, for the dial-up AOL. Now...
I remember, like, dot-com jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, during the Bill Clinton first campaign.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's when it became, like, people were using AOL.com. How many people still use it today in America? This is as of 2 years ago, which they think the numbers latest numbers.
I have my number.
All right.
15%.
Well, it's not a percent. It's a number of people in America that use it.
5.5 million.
All right, Chris Dim.
200,000.
Very close. 160,000.
That's
still,
it.
That's it. Still use
Wow. Dial.
It remains available.
Do you know where?
Mostly.
Are these holdouts or are these the elderly?
Rural areas. They say they don't have high speed yet. So that rural areas, limited internet options, still using dial-up. It's available from a few other providers, but AOL will discontinue as part of regularly reviewing what they're doing. And so they'll no longer.
How do they make their money, AOL?
AOL? I was just thinking the same thing.
I think I still have at least a couple of people that I know through whatever connection, and their email address is still at AOL,
AOL.com.
Which blows my mind. So,
AOL, is that the one that would say, like, you've got mail?
Yeah.
Okay, don't you think that they would have seen what was coming?
Did they evolve?
Right. You'd think they would, because now, like, every email address is such and such at Gmail or Hotmail. Mm-hmm. Why didn't AOL get onto that? Or did Google just come in and blow everything? You know, are they so much bigger that they just do it? You know,
I think maybe AOL just thought of themselves as the best and didn't stay up with anything.
Well, I wonder about that because do you remember there was a something years ago? I'm going to have trouble with this, but it was like something where you could share video, like you'd go live.
Vine.
No, you'd go live with your video. We considered doing it, and we'd put it in here, and you'd go live. Well, then within 2 months. Facebook Live became a thing, and it was the exact, that's what they had. Skype was a thing, and then that went away. Mm-hmm. You know, something else comes along, probably bought it and just obliterated it. You know, the biggies, the Googles, the Apples, and all that just come along and take you out. So I wonder about AOL, and if they wanted to stay viable, why they didn't see what was coming, because they're in the middle of it. The other day I was watching either the golf tournament or a baseball game, and one of the buildings had Kodak at the top of it. It was this, and it was current day. It was a sporting event.
Hmm.
And so the building had, and I thought, what is Kodak still a thing? Do they still do anything?
People still buy film. I just saw an article that much like Biggie's vinyl records, film camera sales are ticking up.
Gen Z likes it.
Among Gen Z.
Because it gives it that old school look that they want.
They like different hands-on technology.
Yeah,
they didn't get a chance to experience it like we did.
Interesting.
One of the most popular Instagram filters is one that makes it look like an old photo.
Yeah, but how many people can be buying film? I mean, it's got to be a tiny percentage.
They have to have other interests.
I mean, what else does Kodak? I don't know the answer.
People still print. I mean, you still need photo paper, right?
Yeah,
I guess, but not nearly like we used to. I mean, you know, obviously it's all on phone now. And of course, if you want that old school look, you go to Instagram and put it through the filter.
Don't say the hotel you're staying at, but I think I can make this Friends experience happen for you.
Really?
It looks pretty. It's in Midtown Manhattan, right where you need to be.
That's where I'm staying.
We can do this.
I love it.
Let's do it.
Give me your
Biggie's
card.
Biggie's there for you.
You'll be there for me. You are there for me. I will give you my card.
How many tickets should I buy? One will raise flags.
One.
Got a shooter. Okay.
One.